Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is Tuesday, the 18th day of October, 2011. And I'm going to be back in Austin tomorrow. Got some big guests lined up. Aaron Dyke's going to be hosting the show. I'll be officially back in the saddle Thursday and Friday. I am going on location to do an investigation with Jesse Ventura early next weekend through Monday. So a lot of on-the-road transmissions. And if I'm able to, I will bring my Skype set up and we'll pop in between working with Ventura on the road next Monday. So we're going to play that by ear. Dr. Steve Pachenik's coming up. Big developments in Fast and Furious. They're admitting now it goes back to the Bush administration. That's why they can't bring Obama down. You always wonder why one president won't bring down another president in the last 25, 30 years, because they're all puppets, basically. So they'll play with it for political power or use a scandal to blackmail somebody, but they'll only go that far. I'll break that down coming up. Right now, let's go to Michael in Indiana. Thanks for holding, Michael.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my brother and I, we listen to you guys a lot on the podcast and stuff like that. I've been listening to you guys on the phone. A couple questions I actually had was that the whole entire military thing going on down in Mexico. Now, is our military involved with that, or do we have any National Army going over there to help out, or what's going on?
I forget the number, but yeah, it's in the tens of billions a year in military aid the U.S. gives Mexico.
Because with them the attack on the border, so basically, we don't really have our actual National Army over there. We don't. We just very much what just having our police department take care of it.
Well, most of the police departments are told either take money and basically protect us, or we're going to kill you and your family. Down here on the border, and they've had congressional hearings on this, I would say over 50% of the police are active drug smugglers, that is detectives and above. And of the other 50% or so, 25% turn a blind eye, and the other 25% are so low level, they're basically just office staff and out writing tickets to keep the lights on in the building. Half the police down here, and that's a conservative estimate. They're constantly getting caught, but then not getting in trouble. About half the police on the border are serious narcotics traffickers, half the sheriffs. In fact, it's probably more like 75% are. In most big cities, any police officer of any level who's in narcotics or a detective role is taking money. But not just for narcotics, theft rings, prostitution rings. All these things are made illegal so they can get a cut of them, you understand? And that's why in the real mafia cities like Chicago and New York, they don't want the public being armed because they want to be able to up the level of crime and then get even more goods through their criminal workers. But then also people then beg for more cops, so there's more cops to boss you around like they are in New York. I mean, New York, they just smoke cigarettes, cigars, lounge around, and just look at the public with absolute hate. You are seen as the lowest bottom-feeding trash. And the police just stand around with giant pot bellies. It's total victory over America, total evil.
Yeah, it is kind of funny seeing some of these cops on TV. It's like, how in the world did you pass the police exam, you know?
Well, let me tell you something. I've talked to Austin cops who've been up in New York and asked for directions, and they'll say, do I look like a phone book? Get out of here! And they'll say, oh, you want something? Oh, you do? I'll split your head. They'll do it right in front of families with kids. Now, some of the cops in New York are friendly and nice, but I'd say they're about 30% now. And if you see all these videos, it's the white shirt cops, the political cops that are doing the beating. And, I mean, they are just the ultimate criminal thugs with a badge and a uniform. It's North Korea. They would love North Korea.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are racing through your phone calls right now, ahead of Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us. Big developments, the biggest yet in Fast and Furious, the admission that it goes back to the Bush administration. I know you've heard that here for months, but now it's breaking. It didn't really break here. It only breaks when the mainstream dinosaur says so. Continuing here, we'll also get into some other news, but let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have four quick points. I'll try to be brief on each one. I took my D90 camera down to Zuccotti Park about 2 weeks ago. And my last question, I wanted to interview people and see what their awareness was of the Federal Reserve. But I snuck the question, and it was my last question, and I asked it in very general terms. I would say, what are your thoughts on the Federal Reserve? And three out of the five people that I interviewed were aware of it, and they all indicated that they wanted to shut it down. And when you would look at these people, you would think, I didn't think they'd have any awareness at all, but they truly did. So that sort of took me back a bit. And by the way, I uploaded Prison Planet, that video. The other point is the gentleman saying he didn't like you saying that there was Nazis within the police department. Well, back in, and you know this, back in 1945, Truman allowed the CIA to bring in what he thought at the time was a couple of hundred Nazis, but as it turned out, it was closer to 20,000 that infiltrated not only the CIA, but our universities, corporations, infiltrated.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip. And my grandfather would tell me about this just in his work as a lease hound. But he would be in and around military bases, because a lot of times in New Mexico or Arizona or West Texas, there's nowhere to eat or get gas, but at military bases. So he would say, yeah, there's all these German officers there. He would tell me those stories before he died. But you're right. Tens of thousands of them to run NASA, to run the CIA, Klaus Barbie, all of it. And then they would have these made-for-TV things about Nazi hunters and tracking this guy or tracking that guy or burning somebody who couldn't be proven to be a Nazi. And it's because the Nazis had stolen what would be trillions today in art and gold and diamonds and money. And so they paid off the West, and they basically came in out of the cold with the OSS and then CIA. But I couldn't even exactly understand what that caller was saying an hour ago when he was asking about cops being Nazis and saying, I bet you don't want to come to Jersey. I bet it's nice there in Texas. And I wasn't even calling cops Nazis. I was saying America is the government policies, no one can deny, more and more resemble an authoritarian state. And instead of just calling it North Korea, sometimes I say it's Nazi-like or it's Soviet-like. And people send me emails saying, now, communism and fascism are two different things. No, they're not. I know they're different in the textbook, but they're all authoritarian in my book. It's different flavors of the same. I mean, you could paint a ball-peen hammer green or black. Still, if somebody beats you in the head with it, it has the same effect. So did you get from what he was saying that I was bad? Because I couldn't understand it.
Was it the CIA is coming in and directing the police force? And so my point to support your point is, yeah, and the CIA, they had been infiltrated in the 40s, and you would have to assume that that's still happening up until the present, because I've never heard of any of anyone saying we've gotten rid of all the Nazis out of our CIA. In other words, they're still there. You follow me on that point?
Well, I've actually studied this. They're pretty much all dead. But up until the 80s, they were still using Nazi officers to blow up aircraft in Latin America, to kill people for assassinations. Klaus Barbie set up and ran death squads. The Texas lieutenant governor reportedly worked with him, and he's had that brought to his attention, David Dewhurst, and he won't talk about it. But the point is, the people running our government liked Nazis. I don't even see it as Nazis took over America. Eugenics and those ideas were started in England, popularized in the U.S., and the Rockefellers openly funded Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This is all mainline history. It's not debatable. And then Bill Gates' dad was involved in all of it. And so Bill Gates was chosen to then be this new front company, to then promise that he'd donate the money, just as IBM had given almost all its money to eugenics, Thomas Watson and the Hallworth machines. We cover it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And so it isn't that the Nazis took over. They were coming home. They were coming home to a place that loved them and cared about them. It's just that the globalists had decided, the King of England had to step down because he'd been too big of a Nazi. The decision was made to not let the Nazis actually link up with the U.S. They tried to hire Smedley Butler. He blew the whistle on it. So there were different factions, but there was a fascist Nazi faction in the U.S. Do you see my point?
Yeah. But I would think that there would at least be a thread there, and even going back to, Prescott Bush and his, I don't know what, how much involvement is true or not true, but.
No, he was the head Nazi agent in Brown Brother Harriman, and with the different shipping lines they had and construction lines and everything, and he was the main Nazi agent in the United States, and he got away with it all. Because he set up what's that thing where they get I'm having one of those moments. What's the thing, the USO? What's the thing where they send the Hollywood folks and the people, Bob Hope, to do the musical acts and things for the troops?
USO.
Yeah, yeah, USO. Point is, Prescott set that up as a political cover as World War II was starting because it was being discussed that he was a Nazi and they were having hearings about it. And they said, look, he runs the thing for the troops. There's no way. I mean, this is even the London Guardian now. You know, years after we reported it, they, quote, broke it, kind of like Fox News is breaking that Bush had similar programs. I guess it's okay Obama did this because, you know, it's a long-term program. But, no, I think it's more than a string going back. It's a giant cable going back, and I totally agree with you.
And one last point, Alex, because I know you can move on. You had a caller a couple of weeks ago. He said, yeah, Alex, I don't like you using sarcasm. And I thought, you know, how ridiculous. Number one, you're very good at it. And number two, if we allow the globalists to take away our humor and most importantly, our peace of mind, then we've lost everything. And I thought in particular, when you were doing imitations of Bill Gates and Al Gore, it was like dead on. It was unbelievable. And I guess my last point tied to the humor part. I thought it would be great if you could have Lionel back on again, because the two of you seem to banter very well back and forth. And he was very
funny. Hey, that's a good idea. Let's call Lionel, Jaron, and get him on for an hour next week, maybe third hour, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, with his best material. He's a great syndicated radio host in his own right and just an amazing comedian. We'll definitely get Lionel back on next week if he can do it. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thank you for the call. I want to go to Robert listening on KGM, 1630 a.m. in Texas, here in just a moment, and then we'll get to Christian, Otter, and Kobe before I get our guest on. But I've got to hit the new Fast and Furious and a couple other news items we haven't covered yet here. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas, listening to 1630 a.m. What city are you in, Robert?
Dallas.
Okay, good to have you on board with us. What's on your mind today, sir?
Okay. A week ago, I was down there when you came to the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. I was approached by an FBI provocateur, and I wanted to explain this to people, and I'm afraid they'd call me on my cell phone, and it's scaring me to death. This man had a canister approximately 6 inches tall and probably 3 to 4 inches in diameter, and said, you know, he would give this canister to me and I could throw it at the bank and it would explode. And this is scaring me to death.
Oh, this happens everywhere. Look, it was probably, they do have FBI, but they're using the Army for this. But the Army was on our side 3 years ago and leaked that this happened. So I'm going to skip this break right now because this is so important with you, sir. And I wish that you would have come to me while I was there. Perhaps you came when the demonstration was going on for a few days after I left there in Dallas against the private Federal Reserve. But this is standard. I see it on my message boards. I see it on YouTube. Hey, contact me. I'm in Miami. I just got out of the Army. I want to overthrow the U.S. government. You go look at their dummy channel. It's always the same. So a lot of times they're just trying to find somebody who's mentally unstable, who they can then set up and say that they threw the canister. And then now you're saying they're calling you on your cell phone. And yes, when I say it's dangerous to go up against the Federal Reserve, these are the terrorists. These are the people that run America. This is the globalists. This is the hijackers. So tell me, when were you there, exactly what happened, and then get into the cell phone part.
Hey, Friday, when you were there a week ago Friday, when you were, I came down to see you. I'm a big fan of yours, and I came down to listen to you speak. And I was walking down the sidewalk, and this man approached me. He was about roughly my size. I had to get in his face to get him away from me. I mean, this man, I'm 64 years old, and, you know, he was basically threatening me, take this, throw this at the Federal Reserve Bank. I said, I'm not taking anything. I said, I know what you are. I said, you're an FBI provocateur.
I wish you would have come and gotten me. I'd have gotten. Was I there?
Yes, you had just got there.
Well, they wanted to probably blame me for it. And so there's 300, 400, probably 400 people there. It's a big madhouse. This guy's saying, take this canister. What did he look like?
5'7", 5'8", brown hair, probably in his early 40s. He wore wireframe glasses.
And he was saying, take this, please continue.
Yeah. Okay, he told me, he says, you have a cell phone, don't you? I said, yes, I have a cell phone. He said, I'll give you a number. Once you throw it over there by the Federal Reserve Bank, he says, you can punch the number in and it will explode.
Yeah, that was a total cop. And if you, and if he could have intimidated you to take that, they'd have had it on the news, they picked you out, profiled you, I guess, that you were a terrorist. Let me guess, are you a veteran? You're older, white. I mean, that's the MO they want to put out now. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not, but I'm an older person. I'm 64 years old, and I'm white.
And man, I wish you'd have come over and got me. I would have citizens arrested that guy. I would have pounced on him and made the cops come over immediately. The minute I would police. I'm not saying you did wrong. You don't know what, you never think this is going to happen to you. You know, my thing is I've been sitting there signing DVDs at a movie, theater where I would go give speech. And during the movie, I'd be out there signing DVDs. And it's always the same. Cop walks up, hey, let's attack the police department and blow it up. And I'll go, you're a cop, get out of here. And I'd get the security and follow them out to be an unmarked police car. Or I'd try to build a veteran a memorial house, because his wife died or whatever. And they were trying to, take his property. And the police would come and try that. And it's just always the same. It never ends with these people. And this is how they set folks up across the country. And it's just so disgusting that they do it. And they usually find mentally ill people they can set up. But, okay, so he comes up and he says, I'll give you this cell phone. Continue.
Okay. He said, he asked me, he says, do you have a cell phone? I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, all I have to do, you have to throw this over there against the building. And he said, I will give you a number to punch in on your cell phone, and it said it will explode when you punch in the number.
Yeah, you would have thrown the dummy thing over there, and then it could show the belief and then the intent by you triggering it. That would be a record of it. Total FBI or ADL or Army, and just wicked criminal. So how did this end?
Well, I had to get in this man's face, because this man basically was almost forcing me to do this. He says, you're an old man and I'll kill you and all this kind of stuff. And I said, wait a minute. I said, we're going to have a war right here on the sidewalk if you don't get out of my face. And,
He picks you to try to intimidate you, just like the Mexican cartels do down here. Man, I tell you, these feds are criminal. Man, they're criminal.
Oh,
a lot of times they'll get somebody and say, we're going to kill your whole family if you don't drive these explosives in, like McVeigh. And he even told his jailmates that. That's what they do to Army officers, how they set him up. Wow, I wish you'd have got me, man. I would have held that person down, and I'd have got the police over there. Unbelievable. So, please continue.
Okay. They have called me 2 to 3 times on my cell phone. They have my number, so, I know that, that they monitor our phone calls. I know they're monitoring this phone call that I'm making to you. I'm scared to death. They have.
Well, don't be scared. These are criminals. They might even be foreign nationals. Listen, sir, they're doing this because they're weak. They're doing this because we're identifying the private Federal Reserve that set all this up. Okay, these are terrorists. They haven't killed me yet, okay, because, number one, I pray to God, and I have protection because of that, and people pray for me because we know God's real, but also because they don't want to turn me into a martyr. They wanted to intimidate you into throwing that over there and then detonating it, or it might have just been a fake bomb to say on the news, that you were a terrorist or whatever, so they could demonize me. And I had a weird feeling going to that Dallas one, but I just said, I'm doing it, that there'd be a provocateur action. In fact, I don't even want to get into it, but I had in my mind's eye something like that might happen in Dallas specifically. In fact, I even told you, Richard, that they might pull something like that off. That's standard procedure in the 60s for these guys. But by the grace of God, he was unable to get you or others to do it. Also, they can do this to people just to get stories going so people are scared. The answer is protest the Fed more. I mean, you know, they're trying to shut down our YouTube channel right now. The answer is don't back down. So you didn't give them your number, but they're calling you.
I did not give them my number, but they know my telephone number. They knew who I was. They called me by name. They said, Robert, and this man, come here.
Robert,
come here,
what have you been involved in your past? What groups?
None whatsoever. I mean, you know, I listen to your show. I've listened to your show for approximately 2.5 years.
They may have run your plate when you got there. We had some really creepy guys pull up and kind of menace me, but I just went ahead and went over to them. If they were going to do it, then I was ready. And, you know, like, come here, Alex. And then my guys were like, don't do it, because the way they were menacing. And I would still go over to present myself, because that's the way it is. If that's what God wants, that's what's going to happen. People say, you're not in fear? You don't have bodyguards? No. I mean, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I don't want to die, but I'm not going to live in fear to these people. I am not giving in to it. I'm going 110% against their evil. They are weak. That's why they use fear. Look, you need to go ahead and call the police. You need to give us your number, your name. You need to go ahead and say, listen, this guy did this. You need to get the surveillance camera stuff. You need to go down to the Dallas police and tell them what's happening. What does the number come up when they call you?
It says unknown, or wait a minute, something like that, unknown, something like that on my cell phone.
And then what do they say when they call you?
You didn't do what we wanted you to do. We're going to get you. Things like this.
Well, all you do is you go in, give us your name and number, and then make sure you save it, Jaron, for when I get back. Put it in the file under Federal Reserve on the computer, please. We've had infiltrators. We've had it all as well. They make up wild stories of stuff you've done to them. They'll pose as talk show hosts, move into your town. I mean, can you imagine my life? It's 24/7. But, again, they're weak. They're evil. They're going to hell. They know it. I would go to the Dallas police and just be, hey, you need to check the surveillance tapes. I've been real scared. They've been calling me. They were telling me this canister. They'll have surveillance footage of that in that surrounding area, and you'll know they're in on it if they don't do something about it. This is just standard, how they intimidated you, what they did. But, man, why didn't you come over and get me? Well, how did it end? Let's finish the story.
Okay, how it ended was I got in this man's face. I told him, I said, I'm an old man, and I said, I will beat your butt. And that was exactly what I told the man. I said, you know, I said, get away from me. I said, I know what you are. I said, I think you're an FBI provocateur. And I said, please get away from me now. And, you know, he got mad and started cursing me and calling me names. And
did anybody else witness this?
Yes, I have a witness. Matter of fact, I have two witnesses.
Did you get their name and numbers?
Yeah, I know them. They're good friends of mine. They came with me.
All of you have to go into the police. This is going to be a great victory for us. And you all need to shoot a video together, a YouTube, of your testament. The vampires don't like sunlight. Put it up. I need to get all of you guys on. I'll send a reporter up there to talk to you. And you need to go into the police department and subpoena or make the Federal Reserve turn over its security footage. And, wow, this is incredible. So, we've only got a minute and a half left. How did this end?
Well, he just basically walked away. You know, when I told him, no, I'm going to get on you. I'm going to fight you if you don't get away from me. He basically got away from me and stopped, you know.
Listen, this happened to me. Mike Hansen's a witness. We're in the woods trying to film a Brooksville, Florida FEMA takeover drill, and a guy jumps out of the woods and starts setting things on fire, and I had to physically stop him from doing it, and then it turned out he was with the U.S. Army. I mean, they'll do this in a minute. Wow, we're going to get your name, get your number. So, you know what? Stay there. I want to hear the rest of this. We got Bochenik coming up, but I've got to hear the rest of this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Dr. Steve Pachinik popping back in to finish up what he was talking about Friday, and I'm going to pose just a few simple questions for him in order and try to get his analysis on it. But Robert has called in, and he's saying he has witnesses, and I wanted to finish up on the story of right as I arrived at the Federal Reserve to about 400 people, not this Friday, but the Friday before last, to protest the private Federal Reserve. 45-year-old white male, brown hair, wire glasses, was saying, throw this canister at the building, use this cell phone to detonate it, or I'm going to beat you up. Sounds like classic, just crazy provocateur action. And then now they're calling his cell phone, threatening him. So, sir, you get with your other witnesses, your friends. You go into the Dallas Police Department with your witnesses. You say, we want to see the surveillance tape. We want you to go after this guy. And, you know, at the time we were all shocked by it, and now they're calling me. And you get them to get the phone records. They can actually uncloak those numbers. And, of course, they'll probably end up saying they don't want to investigate it because it's the FBI doing it or some other miscreant organization. But again, why didn't you come up to me when this happened to you, Robert?
Alex, I tried to get to you, and there's so many people around you that I could not get to you. And I wanted to tell you straight out what had just happened to me. And there was so many.
Did the guy scurry off after you told him you were going to stomp him?
Yeah, he did.
Well, see, the reason I believe this story is just the tone of your voice, the whole history of it. And I got Dr. Pachinik here, so I won't get off into it. But I wanted to simply cover a FEMA drill. And I had an Army source saying that it was a drill to basically take over a key interstate highway route system. It was a martial law continuity of government drill. So I get to Brooksville. This is my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, year 2000. And I'm just friendly. And a guy who'd been out, we were building a memorial church for the Branch Davidians, who I thought was a cop and who acted real weird, was always trying to stir stuff up. Looked like a military type, you know, really good shape, but looked like a special forces type. And was always trying to stir stuff up. This guy in the middle of nowhere shows up when we're there talking to locals. The locals, it's all on video, say, yeah, the Army's come to our door in Brooksville. It's all on video in the film and has told us not to talk to you. So then I'm sitting there outside the local airfield at night trying to film it, and this guy steps out of the bushes and starts lighting things on fire. And I'm going, what are you doing putting it out? And he's going, come on, let's burn everything down. And I had to tell him and grab him, and I said, listen, I know you think you're tough, and I'm about to really hurt you bad. And then he scurried off and later found out he was with the Army. But, I mean, the U.S. Army, because I wanted to videotape him, was ready to burn down Brooksville and put me in prison for it. I mean, again, this country is so far gone, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot describe to you. And I know there's good people in the military as well, you know, like Anthony Schaefer exposing this as a fraud, and the head of the Bin Laden unit coming out with the Iran situation saying it's a fraud, and all these countless people and the head of the Bush administration's, you know, unit studying the Persians come out. She said it was a fraud. And you've got all these other people coming out, you know, fraud, fraud, fraud. I'm going to get your number, Robert. I'm going to call you. You need to go to the Dallas Police Department. You need to get footage of this. And you need to tell, you know, that guy when he calls you up, says he's going to come get you. Tell him good, good. Tell him you're locked and loaded and love it. Because, again, you give into their intimidation, they love it. Just decide you're dead already. Enjoy it. This is what living's all about. You notice I'm out there, no bodyguards. I don't care. You know what? I'm not living in fear. I don't care. I'm not a cowardly piece of trash like them. And that's the end of it. We're going to restore the Republic. We're going to abolish the Federal Reserve. It's over. It's on. Nothing can stop us. What did Thomas Jefferson said? What waters the Tree of Liberty? I'm Miracle-Gro to this thing. I'm bigger Miracle-Gro. They don't kill me, but I don't care. I'm not going to live as a coward. I'm all in, committed. That's the way it is. You can't stop it. All right. I know I'm ranting now. Dr. Steve Pachinik, of course, wrote the Manual on Psychological Warfare for the State Department, ran CIA operations and other operations all over the world. And he's given us a lot of key information over the years. It's turned out to be very accurate. He called right when all this was breaking, before all the analysts had started to go public, or right as they were, to say the whole Iran thing was fake. It's basically admitted to be fake now. And I wanted to see about the green lighting and the rest of it. But what do you make of the last caller, Doc, just briefly, at the Federal Reserve rally with somebody saying, you know, throw this canister and activate it with a cell phone. And the guy said no, and he threatened to physically assault him. What does that sound like to you?
Well, let me just tell you the personal experience where you have been, and you and your show has been very effective. I just went to the Miami rally this weekend, and they were very peaceful, and a lot of people were yelling, listen to Alex Jones, InfoWar, turn into it. And so I just want to congratulate you and the rest of your crew for being very influential in the peaceful demonstrations. Now, of course, in every demonstration, you're going to expect some agent provocateur, or you're going to accept some infiltration. But most of the time, if this man has a problem, he feels there was a provocative agent, he should go to the Dallas police and find out. But for the most part, I think you, Alex, really should address yourself to the students all over the country and the world. They're quite frankly, they're listening to you, even in Rome. They were tuning into you at InfoWar when I was there before the demonstrations, not because you agitated them, but because you stood up for principles of freedom and against the principles of corruption that you and I stand for. And the one thing this administration and many administrations are afraid of, but particularly this one, David Axelrod came out again and in a very stupid, I mean, almost self-denigrating way, I mean, denigrates the president, reaffirms the fact that if you want to find how strong the president is, just ask Osama bin Laden. Now, that's so cynical and so idiotic. But this is what you would expect from someone who works in the White House, who's paid to be a liar, who's paid to be a spinner, and is telling the American public, you want to vote for somebody who's already proven to be a liar, an sociopath, an ineffectual, but you've got to ask a dead man who's already been dead before he was shot. So my point is, there's a lot more to do in these demonstrations where you, Alex, are very influential in explaining to these young kids they have to pursue the issue of the corrupt banks. The banks are absolutely corrupt. Nothing, not one individual was really indicted for Blankfein and Goldman Sachs, who's totally corrupt. The entire institution was corrupt. You have to just read the Federal Commission report, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citibank. I mean, you've got a man, Rubin, who was the former Secretary of Treasury under Clinton, receives $120 million for being a counselor and monitoring the bank, and then he was asked, weren't you aware of the subprime fraud? He said, no, I wasn't involved in that. So the level of corruption in the wealth that's egregious, while the poor Americans are working every day, taking 2 to 3 jobs, it's just not acceptable. And the discrepancy between those who are working, this is not a class warfare. This is really what democracy is about. And I'm proud of you, Alex, and that's why I join your show from time to time to say that very rarely do we hear that kind of statement from somebody like yourself and the show, as opposed to what we hear on the mainstream, which identifies these students as deadbeats or hippies or, you know, malcontents or miscontents, which is not true to them. And these are people from all walks of life who really have seen and understood the discrepancies between what the government says and does, between a military that goes to war for reasons they don't even understand. And quite frankly, I work with our military. They've lost the war, not because they don't know what the war was about, but basically they implemented a war without an end, without a strategy, without any tactics. And counterinsurgency and counter does not mean anything in a world where you really can't identify the outcome or the end game, or you're dealing in a corrupt society like Karzai in Afghanistan. By the way, the only thing that did come out with the war in Afghanistan was increased crop of heroin and drugs. They did very well this year, thank you. The U.S. government exceeded their capabilities in instigating a huge crop of opium that was exceeded the year before. And in Iraq, we've totally destroyed the country, but we have a $1 billion embassy that's being protected by hundreds of millions of dollars worth of private mercenaries. So basically what we have here is we have a government that's non-functional, a legislature that is not only dysfunctional, but really not relevant to the workings of democracy anymore. When you can appoint 12 people to just take over from a legislature of 560 people, which really doesn't belong, it's arcane, then we really have to rewrite the Constitution, rewrite the way we do government, and we can no longer have just two parties. We do have to have a third party, and I see your influence is very important. Whether we agree on all matters or not, that's the process of democracy, and the protest is democracy. And any legislator who thinks that this is anti-democratic or anarchistic movement is so wrong and will be losing his or her job eventually, that it's pathetic, because America is moving. And in thanks part to you, over these 10 years, people have been listening to what was called the so-called conspiracy unit, i.e. you and me and others. And the truth of the matter is, the real conspiracy is not committed by you or me. It's just we read out exactly what the government has done. And unfortunately, this government, the government before it, have been liars, deceitful, betrayed, and the American public is not stupid. I remember under Jimmy Carter, one of the truck drivers once said, you know, what do they think we are, dumb rummies? We're not. We're very smart people. We know what we want. We want jobs, and we want the ability to just state what we want to state without being told what to do. But we don't want a king or a queen in the form of Obama, or Bush Jr., or their wives or their retinues. We don't want to pay millions of dollars for Obama to run around and claim that he's doing job opportunities when, in fact, he's running for the presidency. And we don't want candidates who are not qualified for the presidency. And I'm really questioning whether we need a presidency or we just need a committee of governors that can run this United States of America with technicians, the way we have it in Singapore, and get rid of a lot of that bureaucracy. We don't need all the departments are there. We don't need 876,000 top secret candidates in the intelligence community. Believe me, the intelligence community is not that good. For the most part, you could get rid of probably 70 to 80% of them right now because of the effectiveness of social media and some of the outstanding candidates we have in cyber terrorism and cybersecurity. But we don't need all these new organizations. I don't think anybody knows what's going on. Certainly not the national, not the director of national intelligence estimates. I mean, that was absurd what happened. Now we have soldiers going to Chad in Central Africa. Did you know that, Alex?
Oh, yes. Well, listen, that's my question for you. And again, we already have a shadow government. We already have the bureaucracy with the shadow governors and the puppet presidents in there and an establishment that doesn't care about the future. They only care about raw power. But I specifically wanted to ask you, because, I mean, I had so many other guests on last week. They concurred that the green light was basically going on, but now it's going back off, at least partially, because that whole fracas blew up in Obama's face, the whole fake Iranian thing. But now they're saying, don't worry, they've got more fake plots. So I want to get into Uganda. I want to get into Chad. I want to get into Obama's little African safaris he's got going on. But first, what does this signify that they put out this fake report? It blew up in their face. And does that mean that the Iran attack is off?
Well, it means that they're, number one, their attempt to try an Iran attack or even on Israel. What's interesting is when we mentioned, I mentioned to you that Shin Bet created Hamas, my intelligence reports showed me 4 days ago that Shin Bet went out of their way to talk to Hamas about release of prisoners. So you do have an effect. What it does mean is that despite everything we're saying here and despite the American protests, and by the way, I haven't heard any legislators come forth. Have you, Alex? I don't know if anybody in the audience has heard either Democrat or Republican, a reprobate, denounce what the president did or the administration did, because I think they're too cowardly. I think what we have are really a bunch of cowards. So number one, what you've seen is the underpinning problems of our constitution, really our society. Number one, we have legislators who are pretty much crony capitalists. Two, they're very weak and ineffectual. Three, they really are ineffective. We don't need them. Four, you have a president who's ineffective. Number five, he doesn't really care what the public says. Six, you have an intelligence committee and a military that right now that's totally disconnected from the American public. I think the intelligence organization is growing out of control because there's no one to oversee them. And the committees that do oversee them are afraid of the military because they're distributed in such a way, as you know, in Texas and Alabama and Georgia, where they had control of the contracts for the military-industrial complex. So, in effect, they hold many of the congressmen and senators hostage to the military-industrial complex. And then you have a lot of cronyism and professionalism in our military, where you have self-aggrandizing generals and colonels leaving the military and then joining the private sector. So now you have a total disconnect. We have an imperial America that's Pax Americana, but we don't have the republic. And the republic is falling apart, which is reminiscent to me and to your audience of the time of Rome, Spain, and France, where we had large armadas, but very ineffectual force projection, and really not relevant to where we are right now. Now we have to concentrate on the fact that the presidency itself is a questionable office. I've got to be very frank. I'm tired of having to rationalize the miscreant behaviors of a Clinton or the ineffectual behaviors of the lies of a Bush Jr. or the total dysfunctional behavior of an Obama. And what that tells me is not that I'm right or wrong. It's just that this presidency in particular really doesn't work. It's anachronistic. What happens is you have cronyism all around that. You have an incredible amount of money that's spent on protecting someone who really is not relevant to our well-being on an everyday basis. What's the alternative? Now that we have social media, we can reconstruct the structure of our society according to the needs of what we have, and devolution of the federal power. That's where I do agree with the Ron Pauls and others to say we don't need these institutions, we don't need a military in Afghanistan, we don't need military in Iraq, and now we do not need a military in Africa because there's no reason to be in Uganda. It's as if the military is restless like a bunch of schoolboys, even our special forces, and they have to run around the world telling you about extreme violence. Well, that just doesn't happen. We have to call them back, we have to reduce the size of our military, reduce the size of our intelligence community, reduce the size of our
If we don't, where's America going? Where's it going in 30 seconds?
As everybody knows, it doesn't protect anybody. If anything, if I were terrorists, it's so easy to penetrate, I couldn't even tell you. I don't want to waste the time. Most people realize it's a joke. But if there are jobs to be had, they have to be created through tax incentives, through devolution of federal power, through the fact that the banks have to release credit and the major banks have to go down. There is no reason to bail out the banks when we're not bailing out students. I don't
think
students
should be... All right, Doc, we got to go to break. We'll put him on hold. We're going to come right back. Again, Doc is always great, but he's always on that cell phone. I think a rickety one, too, because he can't hear us. When we talk to him, he's got to stop. We'll be right back and get more into this Iran situation and the Israel thing he was talking about. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
All right, it's my final segment with Dr. Steve Pachinik, a very interesting individual. I've got to get him on someday just to talk about himself and all the interesting things he's done. Definitely a spy master, I guess you could call him, and very interesting points he's been making here today. I want to go to all these callers that are holding as well, but I promise to read this Corinthians 13:1-13, and I'll do that in overdrive for 5 minutes. But, Doc, in the last 5 minutes we've got here, centrally getting back to the out-of-control behavior of this Roman Republican decline, the same old manias, the same old corruptions, the same old looting, some long-term planning, a lot of short-term stuff going on, a lot of backstabbing. I'm down here by the Texas border. It's in the front page of the local paper that the kids say Pledge of Allegiance to the Mexican flag in the public schools in McAllen. I mean, you cannot make up just how crazy this country's gotten and the fact that it is collapsing. So how does Iran play into that? I mean, is the green light on that hit? How big of a deal is it that I was trying to ask this earlier, that whole hoax blew up?
Well, it's a very big deal because they didn't expect this administration to have as many people really come forth from so many different sectors of the media and the analysts and the intelligence community saying, it's enough. It's stupid. The Osama bin Laden story didn't work. This certainly doesn't work. It clearly diverts attention from Eric Holder, who lied before Congress, who's lying about the Fast and Furious guns in Mexico. It's diverting attention from Mueller and the miscreant behaviors of the FBI, the ATF, and DEA. I don't know how much more the American public is going to have to push, but the protesters are going to have to say enough is enough. No more wars, no more lies. And it's just not acceptable. For less than this, we would have put people in prison and they would have been executed, quite frankly, in other times. But right now, there's no accountability. Right now, this president's so ineffectual and so self-destructive that it's really unbelievable. I don't care whether he wins. I don't care if he loses. Clearly, I hope he does, but I don't see an alternative. And I think we're headed on a very self-defeating path. And I think we need a third party. So the Tehran issue is a very important one, and Khamenei, who's not the brightest of all leaders, although I worked against his own father and helped to pull out a lot of hostages, is saying very clearly, look, if you persist on this nonsensical story or even attempt to do anything, that won't be militarily. They'll try to put pressure in other ways in terms of getting the Japanese out of the evaluation of the nuclear power issue. And by the way, I'm not pro-Iranian. I am pro-Persian, and I'm pro the students who protest against Khomeini Aminejad. But these are not stupid people. And they do need nuclear power. They do need energy. It is a huge country. You can't talk about Iran without talking about Israel having a nuclear bomb and that discrepancy and that lie that Israel has never admitted to having nuclear weapons is absurd. In the Middle East, that's the quiet wink and the quiet secret that, everybody's allowed not to have a nuclear bomb, but only Israel has one. And by the way, Pakistan, which is a far more dangerous country because it's not stabilized, has a nuclear bomb. But you've never heard Netanyahu or anyone, Rabin or Shimon Peres or these great intellectual leaders of Israel complain about the Pakistani bomb, which is far more dangerous than any Iranian bomb, because now Admiral Mueller, in his brilliant incompetency, has not only alienated the Pakistani public, but also alienated the ISI. So what we have in effect here is, I think you have helped, and I'm not trying to give you accolades, you really have helped through this show to instigate a lot of people to think twice, including the mainstream media and the operatives and the intelligence community. As you know well, they listen to us, to say, this is stupid. This has gone way above the top.
Well, Doc, it is stupid. We're out of time. Thank you so much. We're all helping together by facing the truth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.